Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome Bonnie Ceratori. We're going to talk about the great spiritual clean out, self-reinvention 101. We're here to help you, support you with spiritual detoxification today. So, of course, welcome home, luminous light leaders, love activators, humble hearts, and starlight messengers to this grand cosmic homecoming. This is a homecoming with the totality of you, fragments flowing home, so you may realize the eternal divine you. So let's gently yet boldly soar into the depths and the heights of healing and expansion together. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection, renewal, restoration, and rejuvenation. It is a unity community to empower you and liberate you as you come into communion with your divine essence. I do want to ask my favorite question. And of course, that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend to see, hear, communicate, and perceive clearly as we open our hearts and really listen from a purely receptive state so that we can take in the activating information, messages, and the healing energy that will ignite us and liberate us in new ways. I invite you to come into this circle and time together with pure presence and declare your readiness to unlock any rigidity or tension you may be feeling. Let the immaculate flames of truth and light and clarity stream into your heart and fuel the resurrection of the seeds of divinity within you as they are ready to blossom here and now. And bring your breath, very important, into this ceremony, the sacred ceremony of integration, activation, and exploration of your divinity with us today. And set a clear personal intention for what you want to experience. And as you do so, visualize this sphere of divine rainbow light surrounding and filling all of us here in this sacred circle as you declare that intention. And visualize what I'm seeing as these cosmic sparkling diamond water streaming, bathing, and soothing and nourishing these seeds of your intentions, your soul's intentions. It's like a divine elixir. And then just feel and flow and feel and flow with us today. So excited to have Bonnie here. She is really incredible, and you're going to experience her work, and it's very unique. You're going to experience that today. I know that with her work, it is accelerated. It allows for acceleration with your transformation. I just remembered I didn't state my intention, and it's very important that I do. My personal intention is to be a pristine, clear ray of divine light and love and a pure transmitter of God consciousness, an immaculate instrument of the divine in selfless service for miracles to unfold here today with Bonnie and all of you. So just sit back, everyone. Relax, breathe, open, receive. Bonnie is a wonderful, wonderful soul. She's an expert energy clearer, a master tracker. We'll talk about what that is. And a spiritual accelerator. She helps people accelerate or speed up their healing, their growth, and their spiritual development. She does so by removing and clearing any unwanted or foreign energy from all time and space that can interfere with the expression of your true divine self. Everything that she shares, she has learned from direct experience. She has not trained or studied with any teachers, living or dead. She doesn't use spirit guides or trance-inducing tools. She relies on nothing but her own inner knowing and the energy of the white light of creation. So today we're going to talk about spiritual detoxification and really dive into getting you cleared up. So let's get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Bonnie as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my friend.
Oh, Carrie, thank you so much. I love it. Love having our time together.
I do awesome. Too. It's always powerful and and accelerated, as I mentioned. So everything that you do, this spiritual acceleration, it is the culmination of everything that you've realized yourself in exploring consciousness. So before we dive in, for those new to you, talk a little bit about the exploration, this journey for you, and how it's been unique for you.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, basically, I think everyone kind of understands this, you know, it's like our own suffering is what propels us to seek to end our suffering. So that was absolutely true for me. And I did have psychic abilities from as young as a really young child, as far back as I can remember, I knew things, I felt things, I saw things. So the unseen world was normal for me. It was just like, you know, seeing energy, seeing spirits and hearing and all that. It was just like, to me, normal, no big deal. And in my life, though, when I really hit the wall was in 1984. And literally, I was getting ready to check out, like, I'm done, can't do it anymore. It's not the world, it's the emotional wounding that I couldn't live with. So that propelled me on my journey. And once I started doing my own healing work and then also working with others, I began to just recognize that same in you, same in me, you know, my emotional energy, everyone's got wounding, everyone's got great sadness or anger or despair, hope, all these things. And for me, I really began to understand the connection of everyone. You know, we're all in it together. We're all the same, only different. And most of humanity is in great suffering. So for me, I really wanted to end my own suffering, which I did. And then I was just like, my whole life has been devoted to assisting others to help people to end their suffering. So it's just been a lifelong journey. It is what I do. It is what I love. It is my life, really. You know, it's like, I mean, even though I did have kids and grandchildren and all of that, it's still, this was always there. You know, this work, what I do was always there.
The devotion.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, the devotion. Yes. Yes.
Well, 35 years is a long time.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know a few things.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And, you know, for those who aren't aware of it, at one point you spent almost 4 years in the desert of Arizona, just pretty much you.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Spirit.
I mean, Carrie, I really believe, here's what I believe, okay? This was my journey. I was seeking enlightenment, okay? I mean, I was seeking that a long time, but I figured, okay, if I go to the desert, and I can be totally at peace, at one with all that is, I will have arrived. So I go to the desert, and oh, my word, I have to tell you, we're talking, I'd be walking around my house going, okay, you having a good time now? You loving your life now?
Has it happened yet?
Yeah. So obviously I didn't wake up, I didn't become enlightened, but what did happen, though, is my work changed drastically. In the past, I did a lot of stuff with the emotional body, you know, going in and helping people to unravel really deep, profound emotions. And that was kind of the foundation of my center, the Renaissance Center that I had for 13 years. But when I went to the desert, I began to let go of all of that. And I just started understanding, wow, I can clear the energy. I can clear all these emotions. I can shift someone's, you know, the wounding without having to go into great cathartic or deep emotional unraveling. And it was a game changer. And all the dark interferences, that's when I really woke up and realized and began to really see how much interference is really happening for all of humanity. Not just dark energies, but people are inundated with other people's emotions, other people's thoughts and beliefs and programming, and no one really knows that that's what's really happening. So a lot of clarity and understanding actually happened in the desert, and it changed my life. It changed my world. It changed how I work. So my work is even more profound, faster, deeper, and more accelerated than ever. So, yeah,
well,
it was worth it.
Yes, and the people that you've worked with all these years. I mean, it's said about your work that it's profound, permanent, and accelerated. And what you just shared is you shortened that process of, you know, we don't need to go down the rabbit hole of where, when, why, but let's just identify it
right.
And clear it. So when I said you were a tracker of energy, no one else is called that I know of, but why use that phrase? Describe for people, is it because of that's how you see it? You trace and track the energy stream?
Right. Well, so basically the key is to find the seed where everything began. Okay. It doesn't matter when that was. Most, you know, the separation that people feel actually began in the initial separation of awareness, you know, where we became aware of awareness itself. That was the initial separation. And there's many, many, many more woundings. So tracking is all about finding the seed. Where did this begin? And then unraveling it from there. It doesn't mean that there's not a lot of other things that you have to unravel as I'm tracking or anyone's tracking, because sometimes there's really big things that came because of that seed, that core, you know, the core where it all began. So basically, you know, the tracking is finding all the components. You know, like, for example, someone could have something happening in their world where they're feeling a lot of great grief or sadness, maybe loss. So it isn't just, okay, here's the loss. No, it's where do they agree to have these kinds of experiences? And it means tracking all the components, which means, you know, we've made agreements to have experiences, to know ourselves in different ways. This is all agreements we've made. So we unravel agreements. We go into, you know, different past lives. So it's huge, actually, Carrie, what we're unraveling. And there's so many components to it. So getting all the pieces, like if there's implants or activators or timers, the emotional timer. I mean, it's just crazy. This is what I mean. It's like, it's just crazy what can actually be going on, you know? So tracking means finding all the components, all the pieces, and unraveling it until the feeling is gone and the person can't find it, feel it. They can't even remember it. It's awesome. So, yeah, that's tracking.
Okay. And all of this has to do with energetic detox, detoxing from the destructive patterns, relationships, compulsions, programs, clearing energetic imprints from past traumas, all of these things you do. And we're going to be doing, I didn't mention, a group process together that you will lead us through that will really support everyone with all of that. And we're going to take some live callers also. I guess a lot of you were guessing that we would because many hands are already up. It starts you to raise your hand, and we'll do that in just a little bit. And you can ask your questions of Bonnie, and she can do some mini clearings and all of that. So with regard to this energetic detox, it's a big topic, but that's what healing is the detoxification from all of this. What do you find in working with people at this time, in this year of 2021, comes up most right now in terms of detox?
Yep, fear. A lot of fear. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, people are – there's so much fear going on. You know what I mean? If there's fear of getting sick. There's fear of wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. But we're in that right now. That life, death, survival chakra is lit up for most of humanity, and it does have that fear. And it's also hitting fear of death, fear of loss. I mean, think about it. Some people would be losing homes and not having houses to live in. A lot of people are already compromised with not enough food. People are being hungry. So, you know, there's a lot of intense things happening right now. So the fear, you know, fear in the body, a lot of fear happening in the physical body related to different things, you know, fear of survival, fear of, you know, not being able to care for your children. And so it's just a huge, huge energy right now, you know.
Well, and the purpose with everything that you do is about reinvention. And we really want to empower the listeners to realize this is possible. This is not only possible, it's why we're here. And you know, doing it together in groups like this is really powerful as well. So in terms of I see people writing in about relationships, toxic relationships, family circumstances, a lot of that going on this past year with the pandemic, you know, people really living very different, living out very different belief systems and ways of approaching these things. And especially in spiritual communities, we look at it a little bit differently than clearly the mainstream media. Right. So I see a lot of people, as I'm glancing in the webcast, writing about that, like family toxicity or just lack of harmony.
Right. Yeah, you're putting people together that aren't normally together for extended periods of time, and everyone's acting out, everyone's feeling cloistered in, and they just want to get out. They want to have a life. But when you have this kind of shutdown, so to speak, and you put people in environments where there's nowhere to go, then you get a lot of stuff starts coming to the surface. On one level, that's a great thing. On another level, it can be pretty uncomfortable. Most people don't know how to navigate this new kind of experience because they're not used to it. And people are doing their best, but there's a lot of really bad things happening. You know, people, a lot of abuse, child abuse and spousal abuse, because, like, again, they're together and there's nowhere to go. So, yeah, so things are presenting.
Thank goodness we're coming out of that and things are changing. Yeah. But, you know, we want to address a lot of that here today in the group stuff and with callers. I want to read one of the questions from the webcast. Ella, E-L-A, said, "Hi, Carrie and Bonnie. Why is my head spinning with noises? How do I know if that is mine or others? I'm working the best I know to quiet it, but it looks like I need help. Is it my father's energy in my body? I feel the pain in my hips, or is that him? I'd love to clear this energy. Please help." That's Ella. Take it away.
So, okay, let me just, I'm just scanning her. Okay. You know, it's actually quite common for people to have a lot of mind chatter, mind thoughts, mind spinning. And then, of course, with what's happening globally, it causes even more of this to come forward, because now we're spinning in concern, worries, fears. But basically, when I'm looking at her energy and looking at what's actually going on. Okay, hang on. Let me just look for something else. Okay, her dad. Where's her dad? Is her dad? No, that's actually not her dad. Her dad might be, hang on, is he more down in her? Yeah, okay. He's not the one that's spinning. Literally, I can see, like, on an energy level, there's almost like this frequency. It has, like, kind of a darker grayish, blackish color. And it almost has like a tornado effect, so to speak. So that's always an indicator for me that there's a major interference going on. And let me just take a look. Let me just get a sense of where's this actually coming from. I'm just going to be talking out loud so you'll have a sense of what I'm actually doing. So I do ask questions that I go direct to her higher levels. I'm also in connection with my own higher levels and some of the highest levels of who we actually are. Okay, so now let's, Allie, let me see here. Okay, so did she call this in? No. All right. Okay, is someone interfering? Yes, okay, this is an interference. Okay. Is this a being she knows from this life? No, past life. Okay, wait, what? On the astral plane? Yes, okay. This is coming from the astral planes. Okay, is this like an enemy that wants to, yes, okay, she does have an enemy on the astral planes that wants to block her, stop her, interfere with her. Okay, I'm just going to deal with that. I'll just go ahead and keep talking out loud so people have a sense of what I'm actually doing. So now I'm actually connecting with this being on the astral planes, male? Yeah, male. It looks like a male. Now I'm what I do is I just get a sense of, like, I feel into and I have these questions, but it's not so much a verbal thing, it's a knowing thing, you know, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Is that kind of mm-hmm. like that interconnecting? Okay. So when I'm connecting with this being, this male energy on the astral planes, they've had past lives. He's very angry, upset with her in one of their lifetimes, so I just need to show him something. I'm going to show him when they made their agreements and contracts for their experiences. What this does is it helps for the beings to understand that they did agree to have these experiences. They just didn't know what it would look like. Okay, so mm-hmm. it will be an experience of feeling betrayed or something that's caused heartache, okay, something like that. All right, there we go. Okay, yeah, so I'm showing him, showing her. Let me also show the bigger picture, so like bird's eye view of like God looking down. Oh, yeah, that is, yeah, that's good. Okay, good. Now I'm going to have him help me start to pull this whirlwind of energy. It's like debris. Carrie, seriously, I'm not joking. It's like he's got this whirlwind, but it's got all this little debris in there. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. little, like garbage that just kind of keeps her confused, off balance, off center. Okay, good. Now he's just pulling that off and helping to lift that up and out of off of her head. There we go. Up and out. Clear, clear, clear. Go, 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 go. Clear, clear, clear. Beautiful. Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let him know. Yeah, no more. Yeah, no more. Good, 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 good. Okay, beautiful, good. Now, just really quickly, I'm going to go to the hip areas because I can see there's some dense black energy in there. Now, her dad is in there, but is this completely her dad? There's more than that, you know? Okay, good. Now, I'm just going to pull dad. Dad, present. Mm-hmm. Okay, pull your energy out of your daughter. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, I'm going to pull her out of her dad. There we go. Now, there's a little bit more red energy now in her hip areas. Okay, let me just spin those frequencies out, 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 clear. Light, 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 light. Good, there we go, clear, clear, clear. So all I'm doing is moving some energy. Mm-hmm. Some of this is emotional energy, some of it's discarnate energy, other beings out. Be gone, be gone, be gone. Good, go, 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 go. Good. Okay, good. Now let me just track, let me see her, the head area again. There we go, a little bit more. Flow that energy out, 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 out. Good, pull her back in. She's a little out of her body. Good, there we go. Good, there we go. Good, 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 good. Okie doke. All right, so that should make a nice difference. Or the head should stop spinning.
Wow, yes.
Swimming. Yeah, that looks way different.
Ella. Ella, I bet you didn't know that was coming. Or maybe you did. Maybe you did. Ella, let us know how you're doing and how that was for you. Ever since you started, I mean, so many people have written in now and so many hands mm-hmm. are up. I'm going to go ahead and go to some live callers. I think while we have you here, I just want you to be able to connect. Again, it's star 2 to raise your hand. And, I feel... so many of you want to be selected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Sorry I'm taking so long. I don't know where to go.
It's
oh my
okay,
God.
Girl. Take your time. You'll get the right one, okay? No worries. You always do.
All right. I'm going to go to a web call. It's Vicki. Vicki, hi. You're live with us.
Hi. Thank you for everything you both are doing and offering this awesome service in this time for us.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here with us. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, me too. My question is, I've been smoking cigarettes for 40 some years. I acknowledge mm-hmm. that it was a peer pressure thing as a teenager. Both my parents smoked, they're both gone. But anyway, I have worked with many healers, many modalities. I'm ready to consciously let this go. I've looked at what I get out of it. I've cleared all that, and it won't move. So I'm wondering mm-hmm. if it's even mine, and that's why I can't clear it, because it's not mine. Is there something attached to me that wants to smoke? Or, I don't know.
I'm looking at
maybe
this.
Maybe that's the wishful thinking.
Smoker.
I don't know.
No, actually, I'm looking. I swear, I'm not joking. I'm looking at this chain. The moment you started talking, I'm telling you, honest God, for real. I'm seeing this being in there smoking. I see all this smoke. Okay, that would be one contributing factor. Let me just move that out. Okay, Vicki, before I do, though, I want you to think about smoking, think about cigarettes. Notice how that makes you feel, okay? Just notice, that's all. Now, go ahead and just let it all go. I'm going to be dealing with this first guy that presented. There probably is more, but let me just, okay, hang on, there he is. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to be talking directly to him. Yeah, do you know that this is not your body? You know it. Oh, you little liar, you. You know it's not your body. You're in a female body. You're a male. Yeah, so no, you don't, yeah. So here's the deal. I know you love smoking. I get it. So I'm going to offer you something really awesome. You're going to love it. Can you look up into the light? Because in the light, there's this table smorgasbord of so much tobacco, different kinds from all over the world, from way, way back in the very, you know, way back when you first started doing tobacco. Look, look, look. You want to go try it? Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, look up, look up. Okay, you're going to come right out of the body. This body's not yours. There we go. Come in. Emissary, Suzanne. Help this guy up and out, up and out, up and out. Go, 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 go. Good, go, go, go. Okay, just so you know, now there's something that just presented. He was sitting on top of another really dark energy. This looks like it came in. Is this one her teenage? Yep. This looks like it came into her when she first started smoking as a teenager, peer pressure. But it looks like, hang on, I can feel something here that's kind of important, kind of cool. Did they know this being? Yes, they did. Okay. There's someone here that as a teenager, maybe someone that went to school, somebody that actually died. And it may not even be school, but there is some kind of familiar thing happening. All right, I'm going to pull this guy out. Hang on. This one is anchored really deeply in. This is definitely, okay, hang on. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, hang on. Light, light, light. Emissaries come. Let's get in. Okay, net, cast the netting. Got it right there. Capture that energy. Got it, got it, got it, got it. There we go. Now I'm going to be pulling all this blackness out, 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 out. Go, go, go. Into the light. Be gone, be gone, be gone. Blasting this energy with light, 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 light. Beautiful. There we go. Good, clear, 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 clear. Good. Vicki, now go ahead and think back in again. Go ahead and think about smoking. Just a thought. And let us know how that feels when you think about now, when you think about smoking.
The craving isn't so strong, but when you first started it and you were working with that other being, I was like, oh my God, I want a cigarette. So that has lessened.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is coming up for me now is how I hate the taste that it has, leaves in my mouth, and the feelings it leaves in my body and on my clothes.
That's actually good because it's actually true because you really
it
don't
is
like
true.
It.
I mean, I've thought that for a long time. I think that is mine.
Yeah, that's yours. Yeah, that's your feeling. So by taking these big energies, especially the guy that was like majorly, like all I could see was smoke with him, and then this other energy deeper, so this will help you be able to quit smoking, okay? Let me just do another quick little scan. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go and take, hang on. I'm going to go direct, higher level, super consciousness. Okay, I want all smokers. Everyone inside of her body that's not her, that isn't her. Every being inside of her that's a smoker, same thing. Everyone inside, look, look, look into the light. Look at all that tobacco. Yes, look at that. Oh, yeah, lucky star. Oh, look at way, way, way back. Wow. Yes. Oh, yeah, Native American. You got it. Look. There. Oh, and there's all. Let's go. Let's go. You can smoke everything you want. Cigars, cigarettes, cigarellos, whatever you call them. All those. Yep, good. Coming out of her body now. Clear, 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 clear. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Clear, clear, clear. Coming out, 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 out. Be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone. Go, go, go. There we go. Good, good, good. All right, Vicki, now see how that feels.
I feel lighter. Actually, my whole head and it feels lighter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you are lighter.
Oh, wow.
Now, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Cool.
Vicki, I'm glad I called on you, and I'm glad that this has been liberating for you. Wow. And thank you, Bonnie, for that. So, Vicki, many blessings for a smoke-free existence.
Oh,
and,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Bye, Vicki.
Bye.
Bonnie, maybe that's why I was coughing earlier, remember?
Mm. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You're probably tuning in. See, I know you're going to pick
it.
The perfect person. Seriously,
yeah.
Okay?
Right
yeah.
before we went live, I was coughing, and I never cough.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Okay.
So let me just say something about entities, okay? So she had a massive amount of cigarette smokers in her, okay?
Mm.
So that the problem is when you're trying to quit something or you're trying to change your life, if you don't remove the discarnates in the body that are also contributing to your experience, then you most likely will never end what you're trying to, you know, get over with or stop what you're trying to do. People need to really understand this, that the discarnates influence your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your reactions, your beliefs, and they're very potent, powerful. So whatever you're dealing with, always include releasing, clearing discarnates.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. And I'm going to go to area code 914. You're live with us, 914.
Well, thank you, Carrie. This is Joanne. Bonnie worked with me before on your show. Sure. I've been on since 1 o'clock holding on.
I saw that.
And when you said discarnates, the last time you did a tremendous clearing for me because I was having tachycardia, and you saw a tremendous amount, and I'm just, and it definitely made a difference, but there's still some residual. And you had said you couldn't clear everything at once because I wouldn't know who I was.
Right.
But I'm hoping that you can do
something. You're ready for the next level, next layer of clearing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Joanne, just give me a little of what you're experiencing. That helps me to really track stuff.
My heart all of a sudden just starts to go fast for no reason, just from 50 beats a minute to 120 beats a minute, just.
All right.
And then some fear comes in. I have less fear since the clearing, but there still is some fear that comes in.
Some fear, yeah. Okay. Okay, girl. Okay, Joanne, sweetie, let me, I'm going to start moving some more energy out of your body. Just go ahead and relax. Just relax your body. Just listen to my voice. Just let yourself go really soft, like jello. Let your body just relax. Beautiful. Good. Now, I actually want to track the heart area. Okay, right to there. Okay, I'm going to be moving some energy out of some of the heart. There's like arteries and different vein, you know, these things coming in and out where the heart actually pumps. I'm just tracking all the, I just want to get a sense of, make sure everything's good in her, on all the heart stuff. There we go. Okay, good. Now I'm going to go ahead and start moving out. There's some dark, a little bit more dark energy right through there. Good. Clearing out even more. Clearing out even more frequencies. What did I just see? You right there. Your job is done. Job done. Be gone. Casting out. Okay. That, just so you know, I want to look at this really quickly. That was a minion. It was a dark first minion. Usually when we see that, I mean, something's gone on in the past. Let me just quickly check on Joanne's past life. Okay, did she get involved in any? Yeah, she did. Okay, that's probably what's going on. Just so you know, past lives, it's very normal for people to get involved with some kind of powers of darkness. But unfortunately, when you do, you're not set free until we can truly unravel it. Okay, so you got some people angry, upset with you because you did leave, you left the covenant, you didn't want to be part of the darkness anymore, so they attacked you. So this is probably this is causing the health issues. Yep, and this is what happens. Okay, hang on, let me go back. I'll go back in time on your behalf, reminding everyone: new paradigm. These are the old ways. We're all souls evolving. Let me show everyone. Come with me. There we go. Look. Understand. Bigger picture. Good. Okay, now, can you let her go? Can we be done with this all the way? Good. Now, let's pull even all that dark energy out, the interfering energy, undermining energy, attack energy that's been trying to take her down, keeping her not well. Okay, good. Clear. Be gone. Oh, nice. Be gone. Shut! Good, there we go. Good, beautiful. Now coming through the heart area, and then also that fear. Good, click. Go. More discarnate coming out. Good, go. Good. All right, good. Okay, Joanne, now go ahead and just feel back in and just think about what you're, you know, about what you've been experiencing. And then let me know what you're noticing. Let me think about
the
heart
beating. I feel like I'm more in my body. I literally felt something come in, go down to my feet just now.
Yeah, that's you. That's you. Yeah. Just so you know, okay, these past lives, these, you know, when you, anybody dabbles in any kind of powers of darkness, you know, you don't, they don't let you go. So you, this partly what's been happening is we're talking a major interference. And what people don't understand is these interferences can cause all kinds of health issues that become serious health issues that can actually take your life, okay? So we clean up that. So the minions are gone. They don't want to be bothered with you anymore, so that's good. And then anything, okay, just one more little thing. Does she have victims? Yes. Let me pull the victims out of your energy field just to make sure. Because if you still have victims from atrocities that you have done, then you'll call something in. Okay, hang on. Let me go on the victim. Release them. Release any desire for retribution, revenge, punishment. Clear them. Accelerate them. Yeah, good. Clear. Coming out. Go. Clear. Gone. Good. There we go. Mm-hmm. More coming back in. Good. Beautiful. Nice, Joanne. That's looking a lot better. So let's see how this starts to play out. And then also look for that fear. You know the fear, okay? When your heart starts beating, you know that feeling. So see if that's still there. That may not even be there anymore. But if it is, it's just, you know, we can see what that is.
Okay. And other than the package, is there anything I should do in the meantime?
Hang on, let me see. Actually, no, I mean, as long as you, you know, that heart's desire is to be done with any kind of dark force, you know, utilizing the powers of darkness, that's always a good thing to be aware of and then no longer willing. And then also you can always communicate with your own self, communicating with the beings. Like if you feel other spirits or anything inside of you, you can pull the light in and just remind them, look, there's your beloved, time to go home. You don't belong here. But yeah, your body's going to feel, start changing in a good way. It's looking way better. Like, yeah, the black is gone. The red is gone. The minions are gone. So it's going to make a nice difference.
Liberation, Joanne.
Thank you so much, both of you. Very blessed.
Thank you, Joanne. Wow. I'm always fascinated when I listen to you work, Bonnie. It's unique. And what I would like to do, before we take a couple of more callers and all of that, and we'll do a group process, you know, I really want to empower people and help them realize they can work on this on their own. So let's talk about your package, because I'm feeling like there are so many people with their hands up and so many people writing in who are like, help me.
Yeah, exactly. I get
but
it.
But that's why, like, your offers – You can do this. All of you listening, you have, it's almost like this sense of panic, like, help me is what I'm feeling from a lot of them right now.
Exactly. Right.
And so these are, I believe they're videos, like an offer A. These are, like, if you're always in crisis, if you are, you need to release a lot of these things, detoxify from a lot of these things. Well, let me show you where this is, first of all. Go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on our marketplace. You'll see Bonnie's beautiful smiling face. Click on that, and you will see two offers. The first one is called Detoxify from Limitations. These are 5 full-length videos. And also Clearing Karmic Loops. Healing trauma responses. So this is a really powerful way for people to get in there and get empowered and free themselves from a lot of this stuff. So let's get them excited about this. Let them feel empowered.
I mean, releasing energetic debris. I mean, people have no idea what's happening in your body, okay? So, for example, think about this. People that are sensitive, like empaths, healers, you're even more vulnerable to energetic debris because you're pulling energy in. Most people have some degree of empath that don't even know it. So, you know, you're pulling other people's emotional energy in, and you're trying to assimilate things. And, you know, it's really challenging when you're pulling other people because you're getting all their emotions, their beliefs, their wounding. And so that's coming into your body. And even if you're not an empath, we're still psychic beings, and we're always feeling and sensing one another. And people don't even realize it, you know, like, oh, here's something that's really cool that I want everyone to play with. If you're not feeling, if you are feeling an emotion, but you don't want to feel it, and you're trying to push it down, I promise you, everybody around you is going to feel it. They're not going to know that it's your energy, but they're going to be feeling that emotion, thinking it's them, okay? So, you know, people, we need to own our own lives. We need to own our own emotions. So if you're feeling anything, don't try not to feel it. Own it, embrace it, let it move through you, and it will. But if you're not willing to do that, you're going to be whacking everybody with your emotions. So I just wanted to say that because it just reminded me, okay? So this is releasing energetic debris. That means things, emotions, energies, beings, entities, discarnate, implants, all kinds of things. That's energetic debris, okay?
So if you're exhausted, video, that's why a lot of times.
Yeah. So get this stuff out of your body. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel more present. You're going to feel more conscious. Your head will be less foggy. It's an awesome, you know, it's awesome. And then the next one is always in crisis. I mean, think about it. Right now, the whole world's in crisis. I'm not saying every human is in crisis. And the majority of humanity is in crisis. I'm telling you right now. Okay. So, you know, the outer world is also reflecting our inner world. Seriously. So when we're seeing the drama, the chaos, the crisis, you know, basically it's just reflecting what's already still inside. Okay. So we want to start cleaning up your crisis. All right. So you can also have experienced a lot of trauma, dysfunction, patterns, all kinds of different things that you're going to be familiar with. And that all those energies, all those experiences affect us and who we are. And we become something other than our true self because of all these experiences. We're all trying to be loved. We all want to be recognized and accepted and welcomed. And, you know, when we're bombarded with all kinds of people in crisis, the world in crisis, we're taking that all in. But the truth is if we were clear within, we would see the world in its crisis, but not find ourselves going into crisis as well.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if anyone is experiencing trauma, crisis, dysfunction, any of that, I guarantee you are part of all of humanity, and you're plugged into humanity, and your own wounding is coming up. This is partly a good thing because we want it to come up so we understand and know what it is. But we don't want to hold on to it. We want it to be gone. We want it to be released. So always in crisis, this particular...
That's a powerful one. For all the people who wrote in about having a crisis or turmoil in your relationships, and many of you have written in with that, this can really, really help.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we also have karmic loops, okay? Unfortunately, all of humanity is doing the karmic loop. I can't tell you how many times you've been abandoned, betrayed, you know, rejected, whatever. Okay. Everyone knows those. You've been doing them lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. It is time for these karmic loops to be done. We're moving into the new paradigm. Here's the thing. If you're not willing to let go of your karmic loops, okay, if you're trying to hold on, then you're going to stay stuck in the old paradigm. And when you leave this body, if we're far enough into the new paradigm, you won't be incarnating. You'll be stuck in this holding pattern. It doesn't mean you can't still wake up and come forward, but if you're still wanting to hold on to your trauma dramas, you know, all of that, then you're not going to be able to move forward. And we want to move forward because the new paradigm is full of light. It's a completely different experience. So clearing the karmic loops means lots like behaviors, emotions, thoughts, you know, all of the stuff that you've been doing over and over. You got it. Loop. You're getting loopy. It's in relationships and partners and, you know, it just goes up. Money, all of that. It's like your health, the abuse you experience and toxic relationships and not having people not available. And, you know, all of these things are messing with you. And, you know, you've already been through it hundreds of times, no matter what that is. I'm serious. You've been betrayed hundreds and hundreds. You've been abandoned hundreds and hundreds. So it goes on and on. Enough already. Mm-hmm. So it's time to end the karmic loops. So that's what this one's about. Okay. And there's another cool one. Fear of success. I mean, who would think that we would be afraid of our own success? But I'm going to tell you straight up, I am blown away sometimes at people will get right up to that place where they're just about ready to just go big or become successful, and they'll sabotage it, okay? So there really is a fear of success because it has to do with abundance. And if we've got blockages and beliefs that we're unworthy, like, for example, here's something. Think about this. When we feel like we've hurt someone, okay, either intentionally or non-intentionally, sometimes we have a lot of regret or wishing or shame even, wishing we can make it different. But we can't change what we have done. So when we have done things that we believe that we should be punished for or we should be, you know, in suffering or you know, something that causes us to believe that we deserve to be undermined or not be successful, this ties right into the fear of success because how can we be successful if we've got this regret or shame that we've caused harm to somebody else? This is just one little component of what why we would have a fear of success, okay? So everyone's got something where they, you know, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve, I'm not loved enough. All of these beliefs, unconscious beliefs, will keep you from being successful. So we want to clear out all your fears of showing up. Oh, here's another one. If you've been a healer or a teacher or someone in the past, a witch, okay, and you've been burned at the stake or hung or tortured or humiliated, are you going to be successful in being a healer? I don't think so, okay? So many, many, many reasons why we have a fear of success.
I want to mention, Bonnie, that these are not just informational videos about these things.
Oh,
these are powerful clearings from you.
Yes. Yes. They're for real. Actual clearings.
For real. Yes.
Talking. Yeah. This is for real. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So even though you're listening to them, but you are having an experience and energy will be leaving your body. This is why I do these. Okay. So they work. Okay, and then we do have another one. We got healing trauma responses. Okay, so, you know, some people, you know, they know when there was a traumatic event. Some people don't. Okay, but those traumas can affect people profoundly. Like, think about it. Like, you know, think about people that are in the war or people that have PTSD and flashbacks and nightmares or people that have been, like, I can't tell you, you know, throughout my life where I've worked with some people where we're talking serious neglect, serious abuse to little babies. I mean, Carrie, it's like, you know, I remember way the heck back in my life when I was working with people and little babies being burned with cigarettes. And it's like, back then it broke my heart, you know what I mean? Because I didn't know what I know and I didn't clear my own energy. But, you know, there's so much that happens to little kids and you know, you're so affected by it. You know, in your childhood, humiliations or breakups or, you know, violent stuff, traumatic events, all of these things affect people. And they have no idea. I remember, it's just coming to me now. I remember this one guy, he was an adult, but he loved his mom and she was an alcoholic and she would literally beat him with her wine bottles. And he just wanted his mommy to love him. I mean, it just broke my heart. I mean, it's just horror, okay? So basically what this healing trauma responses is your trauma. We want to get to your trauma and clear that out. Now, remember, there's always agreements and contracts that we make to know ourselves in various ways. But when we're making them, we're not knowing what it's going to look like and how it's going to affect us. So, you know, we want to get in there and clear out where you did make these agreements, and we want to clear out the trauma from these intense experiences. Because even though you don't remember some of your traumas, you know, you're going to have carryover from past lives. So this is all about really clearing up your trauma responses. So, you know, that's package A, and it's just an incredible, serious, profound healing for people.
Absolutely. If they don't get on the call today, or if they aren't able to work with you privately or something, that's why you create these, so that you can reach so many more people.
Yes.
And they are very effective. And that's why each time you're on, you know, these do well, because people can do this on their own.
And
it's like they're with you because they're videos, so they see you.
I have people that literally, they'll have a video and they'll watch it, or, you know, lay down and let it do its thing. You know, they might do it 3 or 4 times, and people are reporting that they can no longer find the wounding, if that makes sense. If they can't find it, it's over, okay?
Yes.
So people, it really does work. It really, truly does work. So, you know, you don't have to tell your story. You don't have to talk to anybody in the privacy of your own home. You just listen to the video, lay down, and I promise you, energy is going to get cleared out of you. And you do call me in. You'll feel me right there with you. Not a big deal. But working on you, so as though I'm right there working with you, which is really cool.
Beautiful. So all of that was package A, and then B is it's everything in offer A, correct? I believe so.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
Everything in offer A plus an online webinar called Avoiding the Void, which will be on Friday, April 23rd. If you're listening to this after that, it will be recorded, and I would imagine. And
they're all recorded. Yeah.
Yeah. Another online webinar on Friday, May 14th. That one is Codependency No More. So this is an opportunity for you to experience live clearings and get your questions answered by Bonnie. And they'll be recorded. So beautiful combo of videos in offer A and then the live clearings.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find, are those pretty powerful when you get a group like that together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what happened, like, this will be live. So there's actually 4 of them. There's Avoiding the Void, Codependency No More, and From Surviving to Thriving, and then Embracing the Light is the 4th one. So these are all live, group clearings that we're doing. And they're, you know, we're topic specific. So each one, I go with the topic, and then we go very, very, very deep into clearing. You know, there was another thing, too, that we didn't mention. And this is only a limited time only, so just only for
bonus.
A few days.
Mm-hmm.
The bonus. Yeah, so the bonus, you guys, I have to tell you, the unconscious mind, the program you're getting would be module number 5. There's actually 6 modules, but each one is on a different specific issue with the unconscious mind. But they're profound. I'm telling you, it's like the information, the understanding, the teachings, and then the different things that I'm doing. You know, I might be doing a clearing, might do some demos, walking you through things. You get there's a workbook that goes with all of this. So this is a bonus. So this offers
about
the bonus.
Self-sabotage, yeah.
Yes. So self-sabotage is a masterclass on the unconscious mind. So like I said, limited, just for a few days, you get that. So that's kind of...
It's full. These are some full packages, and I'm all about empowerment. I want you guys to feel liberated and to liberate yourself from a lot of these things. So if you have not experienced Bonnie's work before, this is a wonderful opportunity to dive in and get some and feel liberated from this heaviness.
Yeah, get liberated.
Yes, do that, please. And I know you want to do a group process. We'll do that. But I can't believe how many people have written in. I mean, it's almost overwhelming. It's like, and all the hands up, I just feel everyone. So, are you sensing we should take,
go ahead.
A live
I think you
caller?
Should.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should take maybe one or two more at least. Yeah. That's what it feels
okay.
Like.
I know where I'm going. I see it right here.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm going to, so everybody who has their hands up, I'm coming out there again. Be ready. Okay. I may call on you. All right. Area code 561. You're live. 561.
Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Carrie. Thank you so much. I'm Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful, I will say. Thank you. I would love any guidance at all. I deal with chronic, what I will just call mental illness or insanity, like a constant state of panic, anxiety, nervousness, with depression. One day it'll be overwhelming sadness, another day overwhelming grief, another day overwhelming depression. But I wake up this way almost every day of the year, and I have chronic fatigue also. And it's just very hard for me to work on anything regularly when I feel insane and, you know, just not functioning. So anything at all you might have to offer, I'd be grateful.
Yeah, Sherry, how long have you experienced this? Like, all your life as a child, or did it begin later in your life? Okay,
not at all. It began later, and I thought it had to do with being premenopausal. Because every time I got on the right medicine and hormones, it went away. But for 4 or 5 years now, nobody's been able to help me. And at this point,
good.
I don't really, I can't say if it's hormonal anymore or not, like 4 or 5 years later.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to track back in time just so people understand what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm going back on her life in her life just to see right there. Okay, good. So I'm tracking to see what her body looked like prior to that. And then when she started going into hormonal stuff. Okay, then the medications. Are you still doing medication?
No, not really, no.
Okay, all right. That's actually a good thing. Okay, all right. Hang on. And what are you experiencing right now? Are you in your fear, anxiety? Where are you at right now in your life?
At the very moment, today? It's there, but as a scale compared to what it usually is, it's very low right now. It's a nervousness in my gut, my chest. And
got it.
I'm able to talk to you. I'm able to be on the phone. I'm not crying.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, got it. Okay, sweetie. All right, just go ahead and relax. I'm just going to take my awareness. I'm going to be right beside you. I'm just going to take right there. I'm going to go right beside
you. The only other thing I'll throw in is the chronic fatigue has been about 12 years.
Okay, all righty. Okie dokie. Okay, so now I go in. What I'm doing is I'm looking to see where she, what happened. She got a little bit, there's like a blowout. She got blown out. Yep. Okay, so there's a blowout that happened back then. When that blowout happened, what happened? What happened to her? Does she show? Got it. Okay, yep, so it created a big old major opening in her energy field. It's still happening. Yep. Okay, now I'm just going to start releasing some energy out of your body. And then I'm going to start, getting such a crank out. Go. Clear. Release. Good. Out. Now I'm going to close off that mega tear that's like a blow, like it's almost like something got blown out. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to close that and go to the auric field. Coming right down to her body right there where that massive blowout happened. I'm going to close that, seal that off. Right there, good. I'm going to go into the body now. What's really going on here? What is truly activating all of this? Right there. Good. Okay, right there. Energy. I'm going to be pulling out some discarnates in here. Okay, pull the energy out. Go. Good. And I'm going to start pulling out more fear energy, fear frequency. Out. Oh, good. Good. Okay, Sherry, feel back in now and just let me know whatever you're noticing, whether it's physical, emotions, fear, just let me know what you're noticing.
I was noticing energy moving and feeling not as compressed inside.
Mm-hmm,
feeling
mm-hmm.
a little more expansive, and I noticed while you were doing it, I was starting to cry, but I was also starting to smile.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Sweetie, look for the fear now. Okay. You know that feeling of fear. Go ahead and look for it. As you're doing that, I'll be tracking for it. Because when you do that, you actually help me find different pieces. Okay, good. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. So it may not be as easily accessible, but go ahead and let me know when you look for fear. Let me know what happens.
It's just making me want to cry when I'm actually looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have two different fears that go on. One is like in my actual mind, and the other one is just like this fear panic in my body.
Okay, good. I'm going to go after both. I'm going to go right into the mind, the thoughts. These are thoughts. Okay, these are not yours. No, not hers. Go out. Be gone. Leave. Out. Blasting that area of light. Stop. There we go. Good. Now close that off, keeping her in her body. There we go. Now we go down into the second chakra or emotional center, and she starts getting that anxiety right there. It's not her. Go. Out. Leave. Out. Good. Clear. Be gone. Clear. Good. Out. Now pull more of her back in. There we go. She's coming in big time. There we go. Mm-hmm. Good. Piece of her that haven't been here for a long time are coming back. Good. All right, good. Okay, girl, let me know how that's feeling.
For a while, there was like intense pressure in my gut, almost feeling worse, but I almost feel like I went to a slightly meditated state near the end of what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something quiet.
Quieting. Good. Okay, now I'm just going to put like a little paddle wheel down that first here in second chakra to keep her surrounded with light, nice and gentle, continue to release some of the trauma and shock in her body. Good. Yeah, it's looking way different. Definitely looking different. But I'm going to put little paddle oils in. Hang on, let me just go direct. How long? 24 hours? Yeah. Okay, 24 hours. I'm going to keep this little paddle wheel. It's just going to keep moving more stuff out because we broke a lot of stuff free. And it'll just keep releasing more and more. So I'll keep the light around you. And the paddle wheel is going so that you're body will keep releasing, but more of you coming back in. Yeah, beautiful. So more and more and more of you literally coming back into your body. So that's looking like way better. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sherry, how are you?
I feel so blessed. I just can't even say. I'm sorry, I'm going to burst out into tears. Yes.
It's okay.
You know, I can feel it moving around, and I can feel where it needs to keep going, but I feel like you made an opening,
Yeah, that's why I'm going to keep the paddle wheel in, so more and more will keep coming out, nice and easy, gentle. Yeah.
And more of a return of you to you simultaneously.
Oh, I miss me. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Sherry, so much love to you.
Oh, to both of you, too. Thank you so much. Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings, mm-hmm. Sherry. Okay. Oh, I love that. I'm just so grateful for you, Bonnie, and your work. Okay, I'm going to go to another caller, and it's area code 416. 416, you're live with us.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Oh my God. Hi, Carrie. Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Sadia. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Sadia. What a pretty name.
Thank you.
You were lighting up, my dear. So,
God. Thank you.
What's happening with you?
It's just like, I'm there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in my life. My laptops and phones are bugged in my house, and there's these narcissistic people that have been sending a lot of attacks, and my skin is my body, and I've been having a lot of fatigue and a lot of issues with my 8-year-old son in the house. And just I've been in so much isolation, and I feel like I'm drowning, and I have Lord Gehrle's disease. I've been suffering with it for so many years.
What disease?
Morgellons,
okay.
It's just like these things that come out on the skin, they keep coming out like little bugs.
Bugs,
and I've been suffering in so much pain.
I
take them out of my, and there's this mattress that I sleep on. I've been trying to get rid of it, and it just, I just cannot.
Sweetie. All right. Okay, Claudia, sweetie, just go ahead. I'm just going to come be right beside you. Actually, I'm going to come right behind you, okay? I'm going to let you just, I want you to lean right into me. I'm going to be right behind you.
Okay.
Just lean right into me, babe. Okay, I got you, babe. Okay? Now, I'm going to start moving some energy. I'm going to start, because this is, there's a lot of past life. This is a lot of attack, also beliefs, misperceptions. Okay, hang on. Let me go right down to her subconscious. Is she self-centered? Yeah, okay. I'm going to clean up some past lives, girl, where you anchored in that you deserve to be punished, to suffer, okay? So you got to clean that stuff up. It's okay. All right, hang on. There we go. Okay, going back. I need to bring some attention. Back and towards she agreed. Yeah. Now I'm going to the subconscious. So she's got it anchored in. Okay, now I'm going to go right into the subconscious, start releasing trauma, shock, terror, crisis, fear, where she's got it anchored in her beliefs that she deserves to suffer, to be punished, to be tortured for all eternity. Clear it. Light coming in. Blast it. Light. There we go. Clear. Good. Now taking out even more discarnate in her body. Yeah, sufferers, yeah, coming out, light shining down, your whole house, I'm going to be clearing out the house with all these dark energies, light, blasting it with light,
affected. It was a sacrificial place, my son's school, I stopped sending him there.
Yeah. Well, somehow these energies follow him home, and they're all throughout your house. So I'm going to blast this out with light. Light of the all that is, light of creation, coming in, blasting the entire house. There we go, all the way out, the whole area. Good, all the way down to the earth. Light, blasting down. Earth itself. The only light comes through her home. There we go. Good. Now sit together, suffer, torture beings in her body. Out. Be gone. Good. Good. Okay, good. Off the dark energy. Good. Okay, hang on. Let me just check on something. Okay, did she sell her friggin' soul to the fucking devil? Yeah, she did. Okay. All right, I'm going to go intervene. Hang on. All right, give me a moment here. Come here. Okay, this dance is over. Agreements and contracts, null and void. No, yeah, there we go. Any minions? You got any minions attacking her? Good. Okay, who's got a hold of her? That's it. All right, I'm just going to come in just for a moment. Saudia, sweetie, I'm just going to come right in again. I'm right behind you, but now I'm going to grab hold of you just for a moment. I'm going to claim you because you got dark energies that are attacking you, but I have to, yeah, there we go. Claiming, owning her. Back off. Be gone. believe out loud. Yeah. Body relax, girl. Things are moving. Things are moving. You're okay. You're okay. Okay? Just take them. Yeah, just nice, easy breath, sweetie. You're doing good. I'm still right behind you. I'm with you. Got my arms around you. Just take a moment. Take a moment. Feel my energy around you. I got you, sweetie. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. Just relax and there we go. Relaxing. Relaxing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good, 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 good. Good. See, I'm going to keep maintain light. We're going to create light and light plane in your whole house. Maintain safety. Maintaining, continuing to release energies out of your home, out of your body.
Son.
Yep, your son too. Yep, he's in the house. Yep, yep. So just so you know, I'm creating an energy that's going to stay. It's not going to leave. It's the white flame in your house. It's going to continue to release any energies, any dark energies, discarnates. It's going to continue to clear the house out, clear your bodies out. Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Good. So it'll block other things from coming in. Beautiful. There we go. Good. Looking better. Looking different. Good. Now, sweetie, Claudia, I'm going to go ahead and put, I'm going to activate your core, which is true divine light, pure unconditional love and light. It's who you really are. Okay, hang on. Let me just, there we go. There we go. Beautiful light shining in the very core of Claudia's body. Beautiful love and light, the truth of who she is. Beautiful. Good. Now I'm going to activate that. Let that light continue to glow from within. And it's gonna, yeah, there we go. Good. Yeah, good, 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 good. Yeah, good. So we'll get some good movement happening, changing her world, changing her reality, releasing her from the bindings, bondage of the powers of darkness. There we go. Good. Calling her back in. Echo, echo, echo. Coming back, 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 back in. Coming back, back, back. There we go. All right, Sadia, girl. Big stuff. So there's going to be some good movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I bless you. Thank you, Karen, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. We love you.
Call.
We've all done this with you, and we're sending you so much love.
Sending you so much love and gratitude.
You're
going to
be just fine.
So
you're going to be just fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Sadia. Lots of love. Okay. Oh, thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm still choked up. That was
that was intense. Yeah, we're talking some big, big interferences, some major stuff, big time.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of that on this call. I could feel it from before we started. You know,
mm-hmm.
just so many people needing so much help and
right.
What a beautiful experience this has been. And I know you want to do a group process that everybody can benefit. I know, we're all here in this space. And, Bonnie, do you need some water?
I'm good, actually.
I'm like, do I need some water?
Yeah, do you need some water?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, this is
so
good stuff. That was huge, huge.
It was
major.
Very huge. And I want to thank Sadia and everyone who has called in for allowing us to experience that liberation with you. And please trust that you will be okay. And yes. All right. So, Bonnie, what are we, what's in store with this group process?
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. So, you know, our topic really is the great spiritual clean out, and we are dealing with detoxifying. You know what I mean? This is detoxifying limiting beliefs, debris, all of that. So I think what we're going to really work with, and let me know how this feels to you, Carrie, is the interferences, the like the energetic kind of debris, floating programmings, floating beliefs, other people's thoughts, feelings, emotions, those kinds of frequencies, and you know, any traumas, things like that. So I'm going to go deeply into looking for things that are not you, or, you know, not everyone on the call here, not you, and so that
any
you know,
entities,
so the body,
a lot of people
were writing
in about that after that last experience. So mm-hmm, I think that triggered mm-hmm. some things in other people who are experiencing something similar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So for everyone who's on the call, if you can, lay down, seriously. If you can lay down, do so, all right? So lay down, get comfortable, let your body relax, and then you're just going to ask for me to come be right beside you, okay? Just ask for my presence to be there right next to you. That makes it more like I'm working with you individually, and can I focus on each and every one as I'm with you personally. Okay, beautiful. Now, I want you just to hold in your awareness any kind of angst, any kind of difficulties, challenges, fears, anxieties, whatever you are experiencing right now. What I'm going to be looking for is detoxifying what is not you, okay? And almost everything is not you, but go ahead and do that for me now. All right, beautiful. Good, 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 good. Okay, excellent. Okay, now everyone just go ahead and just get out of the way, let everything go. Listen to my voice. Beautiful. Now I'm becoming right in. Right, there we go. Good. So everyone's body is literally going to start spinning some energy. Now I'm going to go right in. We're going to start moving out discarnates first. Yep, discarnates. I'm coming in. I'm speaking directly to these discarnates, letting them know, helping them to remember that they are not in their own body. Okay, so some of them understand that they have died, some have not. Those of you who know you have died, I'm going to help you remember, if you're hearing my voice, you're in somebody else's body. You don't belong in this body. You need to go home. You need to go home. I'm going to bring the light down. Loved ones are coming. Look up. Look, look, look. You're going to see so many loved ones. There we go. Go. Beautiful. Excellent. There we go. Lots coming out, 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 out. Good. Now, those who don't know, I can help you remember, floating above your body, looking down at your body. You didn't go back into your body. Your body died. You're inside of somebody else's body. That's why you hear me talking to you. Okay, it's time for you to go home. Your loved ones, people you care about, people missing you, they've been looking for you. Look up. You'll hear them. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, let's go home. Time to go home. Good. Go, 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 go. Good. Now I'm just going to go looking in for any kind of anxieties, depressions, angst in the body. Yep, this is not you. Good. Let's get these energies clear, 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 clear. Anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. There we go. Clear, 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 clear. Any devices, mechanisms, activators, timers. Good. Clear those out, 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 out. Implants as well. Clear, 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 clear. Go, 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 go. Excellent. Good, good, good. Yes. Okay, good. Now, I'm actually going to be going direct to your higher levels, your super consciousness, your God self levels, oversoul levels, all aspects of you that are truly you. Now, I'm going to be opening up the frequency because I'm going to be going directly above you into all your higher levels. Now, I'm going to be asking for your super consciousness, the highest level of you, to show me what's in your body that's not you, that's blocking you, that's keeping you we're going to do a major clean out, spiritual clean out. Anything that's not you, good, show me. Good, all right, here we go. Now, literally, I'm going to be using the white flame, potent, powerful white flame, purifying. Using that. Now, I'm going to literally, I'm going to put everyone right into the white flame, so all levels of who you are, all aspects of you, etheric body, light body, Merkaba body, astral body, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual body, all the arc field, all levels of who you are now is spinning in the white flame, literally releasing and clearing frequencies that are not you, thought forms that are not you, beliefs that are not you, yeah, other people's energy, other people's emotions, other people's traumas, shocks, other people. Be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone. Clear, clear, clear. No more. Clear it out. Yep, good, good, beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Direct to the highest level. Super consciousness. Yes, give me the go ahead. Yes, we want them to claim and own their own physical body, no longer allowing other energies to come in. There we go, all the way down, down, down. Good. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Now I'm going to go through all the different layers of your, all the chakras, all the different centers, and also moving out all the debris inside of all of those centers. They're just massive with old past lives, karma. Ooh, yowie, here we go. Blasting out. Okay, first I'm going to spin out this first life, death, survival. This, yep, we're going to clear those energies. Clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it. New paradigm energy, new paradigm frequency. Present. Shine light, there we go. Light it up, there we go. Now, deep, 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 moving energies out, 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 out. Any agreements that anyone has made, any agreements and contracts, the powers of darkness, no matter when they have done it, clear it now. Big guns present. We got white flame right between. There we go. Agreements and contracts, be gone, released. Gone, released, completely taken out of the subconscious, releasing, releasing, releasing. Agreements and contracts with all powers of darkness coming out, 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 out. Good. Now, any kind of attack coming from all these other frequencies, coming from minions, demons, coming from dark energies, dark lords, coming from negativity, all those energies, light, 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 spinning around, spinning, 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 blasting all this black energy out, all these dark energies out, don't belong here, no more. New paradigm is happening. Shining light of the new paradigm on everyone. Discarnates coming out. Thought forms there. Yep, good. Beautiful. Coming out. Hooks coming out. Whoa. Hooks coming out. Cords coming out. Attacks coming out. Wormholes closing. Black holes. Yep, voids closing, closing, closing. Pulling everyone out of all these places, bringing them back into their own physical bodies. There we go. Good, 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 good. Beautiful. Now coming back through, yes, opening that heart. The heart needs to open. Coming right into the heart center. There we go. Now connecting with you in the heart. You're going to show me lots of things. All right, come. Come with me. I'm going to go right to where you made all these agreements and contracts for these experiences. Massive amounts of experiences to know thyself in so many ways. Present, show, show it, show it, show it. All the, done, 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 done. Bigger picture, beautiful, good. Let's open the heart. There we go, coming back right into the heart center, clearing out wounding, heartache, heartbreak, hurt. Yeah, all these heart feelings. Yep, open, open, open. Clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it. Blasting with light, the absolute, absolute, pure, unconditional love and light right into the heart center. Clearing, clearing, blasting, yep, unconditional love and light, the absolute. It is the truth of all existence. It is the truth of all beings. Pure love and light is who everyone is. So we're releasing, clearing out the debris, all the energy frequencies that keep you believing you're less than, you're not enough, you're not loved, you're not more important, you don't matter. All these misperceptions. Clear, 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 clear. Beautiful, good. Right to that heart center now, beautiful emerald green coming into the heart. Yep, good. Now from directly above you, from your higher levels, from your God self levels, super consciousness levels, going direct into the light where we all come from is the light itself. Letting that light of creation flowing all the way down, coming through all your God self levels, yep, super consciousness levels, oversoul levels. Yeah, higher levels, incarnating levels, pure, 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 unconditional love and light coming through, coming right down to the top of your head, coming all the way down into the physical body, pure, unconditional love and light, the truth of who you are, activating the truth of you, activating you, activating you at the core. Yes, getting it through your cells, your DNA, your blood, your bones, your tissues, your muscles, your skin, through all your organs, lymphatic system, all levels of you, all levels of you, all aspects of you. Good. To the auric field as well, astral body, light body, Merkaba body, etheric body, all levels, yep, beautiful. Now being filled with unconditional love and light, moving through. Now we're going to go right into the subconscious with this unconditional love and light, all to the places where you've been sabotaging your own self, undermining yourself, punishing yourself, torturing yourself. There we go, right into these places, deep, deep, deep. Now talking directly to you. You are creating everything. Yeah, come with me. Come. There we go. Now more deeper, deeper unconscious aspects of you now showing you where you made agreements and contracts to know thyself in so many ways. Good. Now bigger picture. Can we be done with this now? Good. All right, now coming right. Now right back down to the subconscious, blasting the subconscious with light, unconditional love and light. Literally now your own frequency of love and light coming from within, coming down to your own subconscious, all the way down inside of your own self, pure frequency of love and light. Beautiful. Yep, no good, no bad, no right, no wrong. All is well. Pure unconditional love and light. And as that unconditional love and light that's coming from your own self, your own higher levels, your own core divine frequency, coming into your own subconscious, literally now, loving of the self, accepting of the self, welcoming of the self, honoring of the self, respecting of the self, coming in all levels of you now, just in your mind's eye, just seeing this little young part of you, the little baby, the toddler, the little kids, all these little aspects of you. They just want to be home. They want to come home. So now I want you just to imagine opening your arms, welcoming back all these little children, these babies, these toddlers, these infants coming home. They just want to come home. They want to come back home. They belong at home. So now you're calling them, letting them come back into the body, literally bringing home all these rejected, judged, cast out aspects of you, bringing them back, bringing you back into your body. In order to love anybody, you got to have self-love. Without that, there's no actual love that can happen. Come, back into the self, returning all the way back to your own self. Your own little aspect, these parts of you that you kicked out, cast out, judged, rejected, made wrong, kicked them out, didn't want them, didn't love them. They're all coming home now, coming home. You want you home. You want all of you coming back. So now have the big yes. Yes, I'm bringing me home. Yes, I'm saying yes to me. Yes to all of my little selves. Yes, come on back. Come on. Come home. You're wanted. You belong. You're important. You're necessary. Yes. Coming back, bringing all kinds of aspects of you coming home. Oh, yowie. Look. They're coming from way far away. Past lives where you've cast your own self out. Coming home. You want you home. You are creator incarnate. You are a divine being. You got to have all your pieces, all your components, all your aspects, and they're all coming back. Coming back. You'll feel more empowered. You'll feel more potent. You'll feel more stabilized. You're going to feel more freer, more lighter. Yes. You're coming home. Yes. Coming all the way back, bringing more and more of you coming right back into your own physical body, landing deep inside, stabilizing the physical body. Good. Now, as more of you has come back in, you can have a desire. No more discarnates. Any discarnates in here? You're not wanted. You don't belong. Leave now. Go ahead and just command them. Be gone. Other people's emotions, thoughts, programming, beliefs. Other people's. No more. I command it. Be gone. You can do that. So go ahead and do that. I command other people's thoughts, emotions, beliefs, feelings, frequencies. Be gone. I'm claiming my body, claiming the sovereignty. This is my body. No one belongs in here but me. It's mine. Claiming it. Owning it. Yes. Beautiful. Nice. Good. Now just taking your awareness right to your heart center as though you're looking right through your eyes. Right from the heart center, looking out into the world. Now, the world's in chaos. Let it be in chaos. But you're going to relax back into your own self, right into that deepest part of you, that there is no trauma drama, there is no broken, there is no wounded. It's that still point in the very core of your being, coming back, resting within, into that very quiet, still point. This is the eternal you. This is you that is forever. Nothing can hurt this part of you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can damage you. Nothing can annihilate you. This is you. This is your eternalness. This is the aspect of you that is forever. And you're touching it, resting in this place, looking out into the world. The world can be in chaos. It can be on fire. It doesn't matter. Coming home inside of you, peace. Peace and relaxation, trust, faith, knowing all is well. Everything is in perfect divine order, unraveling perfectly. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Bringing your own self back into the self. Beautiful. Now, let's just begin to let go of any kinds of images or pictures, memories, whatever's presented. Just let it all go, let everything go, knowing that something has happened, something has shifted, and it's good. Now, just bringing your awareness, feeling your awareness up in your eyes and your head. And when you're ready, you're just going to open your eyes, be conscious and present right here, right now, in this moment, looking out through eyes that are somehow clearer, somehow more open, somehow more aware, but being here, right now.
Hmm. Oh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, how is everybody feeling? A little lighter, a lot lighter. I hope so. The sun is even out now, Bonnie. It was dark and cloudy before. I know. The sun is out.
That's cool. Oh. That was awesome.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie. That was really comprehensive and powerful. Wow. Thank you so much. I know that everybody listening is feeling that way too. I mean, all the people that have written in throughout our time together, it has been very potent. I don't know what other word. Potent and powerful. Absolutely. And now we can all feel lighter, more peaceful, more sovereign. I love that you reminded people at the end, anybody can command those discarnates or anything that is not yours out. Command it out.
Yeah.
Claim your sovereignty. Listen to this again. Get the package. Just, know how powerful you are. People are starting to write in. That was by far the best ever. That was from Matthew. Thanks, Matthew. Liz or Lise said, wow, that was so amazing, so powerful. Thank you. Sarah, oh, Bonnie, God bless you, goddess. You are phenomenally a gorgeous soul. Namaste. Marie, awesome. Thank you. Sylvia, wow, Bonnie, you got everything. You did. When you kept going, I was like, oh, yeah, that too. Oh, yeah, that too. She did get everything.
Yeah. And it was really cool, too, Karen, because, sometimes I just really want to be, really move so much stuff. And there's, partly what happens is the body has to be able to acclimate to what we move. So you don't want to be doing too much. But at the same time, we're hitting that new paradigm. There's so much more light. It's like, get this stuff out. Let's do it.
Get it out. I love that you were just saying, claim your physical body. Claim. It is yours. It is yours. And I'm still just reflecting on everything that has happened here today. And wow, is all I can say. I think this is probably the most powerful call we've had, and we've had quite a few. It just goes to show where we're at and what's possible, and that now's the time to let all that go. And so, Bonnie,
And then all our packages, like package A and package B, both of them are incredible. Yeah, but if you can, I know that the package A is a little less expensive, but if you could do B, do it. I'm telling you, you're going to get so much from all of these. And you know how we just did this clearing, where these clearings are just as they're powerful. So if you can do it,
yeah.
Do it.
Well, we do have the 3-pay option, so you can pay it over 3 months if that's helpful for you. So I hope all of you who are with us, and so all of you, I mean, you've stayed with us. This has been, I think people were just like, it was just such a riveting, powerful call that I hope you all feel that this is real. This clearing is real, and a lot of these things that, you know, are impacting your health or your finances or your sanity. You can be clear and free from this, and that's what we want for you. So,
That's both of our devotions. I know Carrie wants for people's liberation. I mean, my life is devoted to liberation. So, here we are together.
Here we are, getting liberated together. And so Bonnie, my dear, thank you for your devotion to this and to all of us here today. It has been transformational. When you say accelerated, man, there was some acceleration happening today.
I'm serious, Carrie. I can do, because of the new paradigm, the frequency of so much more light coming, it allows me to actually move even more energy more quickly because, the light disperses and dispels the darkness. So it just makes my work a little bit easier and actually a little bit faster, which is cool.
I noticed that. I did notice that. I'm just going to read a few more. I mean, people are just streaming in with their comments. Janelle, amazing. I feel so much lighter. So grateful. Love you both so much. Thanks, Janelle. Epic call. Thank you. That was phenomenal. Sadia, we love you. She said, can barely write, but very, very grateful for this immense, deep, deep, deep clearing. I've suffered for so long. So, Sadia, we are all sending you so much. Sadia, I want you to know, a lot of people wrote in saying they are just sending you so much love. I hope that you can feel that, not only from Bonnie and myself, but from the entire community. And it was an honor to experience that with you. I mean, really, thank you for your vulnerability. And Lacey, wow, today was so incredibly fascinating. I'm feeling very clear now. Thank you so much, ladies. A lot of people wrote in, the sun came out here, too. Scotty, you said that in Colorado. who else said that? Anne said that, in Vancouver, the sun came out here, too.
Very cool.
People are writing, let's see, Sonia, I feel so much more of me and me. I love that you did that. You know, when you brought in all of those and welcomed in all those aspects of us, from other lifetimes, from this lifetime, it's just that welcoming home that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, like just welcoming you back to you. And that's what you did so beautifully. Gosh, people are just still, Mama Mia, I am so blown away by the power and the grace. Bonnie, who are you? What a miracle you are. Bless you. That was from Maya. Cambria said, this is my first time to call in and be in live. And wow, so much to be thankful for. I'm floating. This was really impactful. So, thank you again, Bonnie. And to everyone who's joined us, thank you for staying with us and for the gift of your readiness and your willingness and your presence today. It has been an honor to have you with us. As we bring the show to a close, acknowledge this invitation to expand on this journey of purification and detoxification with Bonnie. Own your power. Remember, if you've always felt like you're in crisis, you want to detoxify from the energetic debris or the discarnates, all of that, the karmic loops, there's so much there that Bonnie has created for you, and I hope that you will review that and consider it. And Wow, that's it. Remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, and you are dearly loved, and you are not alone, everyone. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining Bonnie and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it. Please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.